y'all, Taylor here. This week, we're sharing an episode from our friends at the Black People Love Paramore podcast featuring me. We're talking all things Lady Gaga with host Sequoia B. Holmes. I hope you enjoy the conversation as much as I did.
Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast to try to help Black people feel seen. Please feel free to donate to the show at the link in the show notes, and please rate us and write a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. 5 stars only, because we are 5-star bitches, word to Yo Gotti. If you are watching this on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and all of the things. I'm your host, Sequoia, and today joining me to talk about Lady Gaga, we have co-hosts of When Magic Happens podcast, Taylor Coward. Taylor, hello. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm on a podcast called When Magic Happens. It's a like multi-generational type vibe. I'm the Gen Z representation. And then we have a millennial and a Gen Xer. She calls herself a Gen X diva. That's from WBEZ Chicago. I'm also a substitute teacher. I'm also applying to go back to school right now. So a busy beaver and a budding podcaster.
Oh, nice. You've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. I did not know. First of all, Taylor, you look very cute. Your hair looks so good. If y'all are looking at this on YouTube, that's a treat, because Taylor looks beautiful.
Oh my God, thank you. I was due for a trim.
Oh, yeah. No, it looks really good. Secondly, I'm over here having camaraderie with Gen Z. Like, I'm not a whole millennial. So I'm not actually Gen Z.
Really?
Technically, I'm a Zillennial, but
okay,
I'm
a little bit of both.
More or less.
A little bit of both.
But I appreciate the Gen Z, so I appreciate to have the representation present. I'm sure the listeners will appreciate it as well. I am so excited to talk about Lady Gaga. I was just telling Taylor before I started recording, I don't love every topic that I cover on this podcast, but I know that y'all do, so I cover them anyways. But this one's personal for me. This one means a lot to me. So I'm so excited to get into it. But before we get into talking about Lady Gaga, we have In My Defense. In My Defense is our segment where we bring one of our unpopular opinions and defend it for you all. Taylor, what you got for us?
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
Is the In My Defense Lady Gaga related, or is it anything related?
It can be anything. It can be Gaga related.
Okay. I kind of have two then.
Okay. Okay. Oh, so excited.
A non-Gaga In My Defense.
Okay.
Trim your hair often.
Yeah.
When I was at the hair salon, like, okay, I understand length retention is important, but you can have a bust down waist length, you know, mane of hair with 85% dead ends on it.
85% is wild.
Cut it off. And so my hairstylist was like, weren't you just here for a trim? And I was like, are you shaming me for trimming? I was like, that's a good thing to do. But I feel like so many people are anti-trim. And so my unpopular opinion is get a trim maybe every 7 to 10 weeks. I know that may seem like a lot, but just I keep a consistent schedule in my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss it.
That's very fair. And again, if you're watching this on YouTube, that means you can see Taylor's hair. And clearly she knows what she's talking about. So stop playing with her. Go ahead and get your little trim. I feel personally attacked right now simply because I probably didn't get a trim for maybe like 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. And then I did get a trim, and my braider, who was the one that did my trim, she was like, Sequoia, be fucking for real. Like, this is ridiculous. The amount of hair that I need to take off of your head right now is ridiculous.
Did you leave with a bob?
Don't ever do this again. Huh?
Did you leave with a bob?
I did. I left with something. And I don't wear my hair straight ever. I wear like a wig or something, and my natural hair will never be straight. So when my natural hair is out, it's always curly. And I usually have a little puff on the top of my head. The puff was so small when I left her. I had never seen my puff that small. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. But since then, I have gotten it every quarter. Yes. Because I'm like, you won't see me do that again. So
with a little puff.
What a little baby. It was a tiny little baby puff. I was like, oh my God, who is that?
But a lot of people have to get that big chop when they go because they don't do them consistently. And I've had that happen. I've left with a lob, you know, a long bob.
Yep.
That's happened to me.
It doesn't have to happen, you know. We could stay on top of it and leave it at that. And that would be great. Taylor,
what
was your
second? Do you want my Gaga one?
Yes.
Okay. The meat dress.
Uh-huh.
The meat dress. Actually, her award show entrances and appearances in general.
Mm-hmm.
They tell a story.
They do.
I know it seems like nonsense to a lot of people, but like she came in like a vessel one time.
And everyone
was like, that's an egg. And she told Vogue, she was like, it was a vessel because at that time I didn't like talking to people. And she was like, I was dedicated to my craft to the point where I didn't want too much interaction before I went on stage. And so I came in this vessel that you people called an egg.
You people. Right.
You peoples. Mm-hmm. And so her entrances are always a bit grand. Like she'll have an armadillo shoe. You know, she'll come on stage in the meat dress. But she always makes a statement and there's always a purpose.
Absolutely.
And so I think the meat dress purpose has evolved. But I think people were just revolted from it from the beginning. But to me, she's always coming correct. And I'm going to stand beside her.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. And I would also just like to take it a step further and say people's reactions to Gaga, in my opinion, shows how severely lacking we as a society are. Mm-hmm. In art. Lady Gaga is an artist.
Yep.
Like truly in the purest form, she is an artist. Mm-hmm. Art will make you feel things. It's not always going to be a good thing, but it will make you feel something.
Yep.
Y'all are used to aesthetics and looks and that type of thing. And Gaga will give you that, but she will also give you a meat dress that will make you feel revolted
in
order to think about animals, meat, and all of that type of thing. It's art. It's art. I'm sorry. You know, some of us are not used to art. I don't know. It's not me. But she's an artist.
I agree.
And it is what it is.
She crafts an experience. Like, her shows are balls. You know, like, she top to bottom, the visuals that she provides, the makeup. Like, I remember getting her perfume when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And that black inky liquid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, she just thinks of everything. It was a black liquid perfume. Like, she always is crafting an experience and something outside of the box. And some people get it and some people don't.
You know what I mean?
But the girls
who get it, right? And the girls who don't, I don't know what to tell you, you know? It's not for everybody, but it's definitely for us. So I appreciate that about her. Yeah. We can move on to Song of the Week. Taylor.
You know, in the summertime, I love dad rock.
Okay, yes. I like where this is going.
Like, right now, Chicago has had weird weather. We finally are getting summer.
Okay.
And so I'm very much What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers. Do you know that song?
Mm-mm.
What a Fool Believes.
I don't know that song, but I like your rendition already.
Thank you. It is such a dad rock jam, you know, or like yacht rock. You know, you hear it on like a party boat.
I do like yacht rock.
Your eighth grade luncheon.
Yeah.
And so mine right now is What a Fool Believes. That's how I know it's summer, when I hear that on the radio.
Wow. I'm not mad at that at all. I do like dad rock. I probably have heard that song. If I listen to it, I'd probably be like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm familiar. Mm-hmm. But yeah, yacht rock, dad rock in general, it goes up in the summertime. It is a vibe.
I rock with it.
A good choice.
Thank you.
See, people be like, with Gen Z, we're losing recipes, yada, yada, yada. No. No. Not with the black ones.
No.
We all are on the same accord. We're all the same.
We keep it alive.
You know what I mean? We know what we're doing. We're keeping it alive. I don't know what everybody else doing, but we're good over here.
I just saw like a kid, maybe like 7. So maybe that's like the previous generation alpha. And she was crying because she met the lead singer of the Doobie Brothers.
Wow.
And like her dad took her to meet them, and she went to the show and she was just so excited to meet them.
Wow.
But I'm like, you know, good music is going to last. Good anything is going to last. And so like in terms of keeping the recipes alive, if it's worthwhile, it's going to stay around.
I agree. Yeah. I'm glad that we understand that Black Gen Z, Black Alpha generation will continue to be the tastemakers like we always have been. Going forward, we're not losing anything. Amen. We're shifting. That's all. Okay, let's get into talking about Lady Gaga now. We've been talking about her a little bit, but let me explain straight from Wikipedia, per usual, a little bit about Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, born March 28, 1986, known professionally as Lady Gaga, is an American singer, songwriter, and actress. She is known for her image reinventions and versatility in the entertainment industry. Having sold an estimated 170 million records, Gaga is one of the world's best-selling music artists and only female artist to achieve 4 singles, each selling at least 10 million copies globally. Her accolades include 13 Grammy Awards, 2 Golden Globe Awards, 18 MTV VMA Awards, etc. Our girl.
Yes.
Our girl. What a queen. I love
her
so
hands
much.
In all the pots,
like everywhere. She's the makeup lady. She had a fragrance. She's everywhere. The actress lady. You can't avoid her. She's pervasive. She's everywhere. When did you start listening to Lady Gaga?
Oh my gosh. She was like my middle school savior. Like I needed Born This Way so bad. I needed that so bad. I needed Bad Romance so bad.
So bad.
So it really was like the end of elementary school, early middle school was when I first caught on.
So you must have been in elementary middle around 2008, 2009-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. That was late middle school, early high school for me. So I was deep in my Gaga bag around that time. What a good one. Which song caused you to become a fan?
Probably Bad Romance.
Okay, that's where you were solidified.
Because I saw the video and I was just like, what is she doing? You know, she really was like that. The video is in like black and white. The set is like very abstract.
Yeah.
It's very provocative.
Yeah.
It gets the people going. Like she really was giving. She was giving what like a shy kind of insecure person needs to see that like. When you grow up, you could just do what you want. Or even now, you can do what you want. Yeah.
Absolutely. She really did give everything. And the Bad Romance music video, it's unmatched. I still put it as like one of the top 10 greatest music videos of all time currently. I'm going to whip out the choreography anywhere I am if I hear Bad Romance come on. I know it. I will always do it. It's great.
Just a little funny.
I'm doing it right now.
Just a little.
Because it's fantastic.
It is.
That's
it's kind of like, it's almost like Britney. Like, I feel like one day it's going to be how people burst into full Britney choreo.
100%. 100%. Yeah. I do still want to learn that Slay For You choreography.
Don't you wanna? It's hard. And you got to have a snake.
Yeah.
You know. Or a towel. In the place.
No, I could make
snake.
Do it a towel. Could have found that. Yeah.
You
I
need
got that.
A faux boa constrictor. But that, like, the Bad Romance dance, I always was like, I felt like Thriller influences in it.
Definitely.
With the arms. She likes to do an arm.
Like she does. She does. Her and Brittany both, they're arm dancers.
A lot of arm involved.
Lots of arms, lots of hair. Yeah.
But that's what makes other people want to replicate those dances. And so I feel like she has like the type of choreo that people want to try because it's so obvious that it's choreo. It's not just like, you know how some pop girl is just vibe and rub up and down and throw hair. She's giving moves. She's giving moves. 100%.
A boom, cat, cat. Okay. Cat.
Right.
Exactly. Lorianne, 100%. That's Lorianne. Yes. She is always giving that. And I love that for her. What was the first song that you ever heard? Is it Just Dance? Like the rest of us, probably.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think, you know, in gym class, the Wii was revolutionary.
Ooh.
So we would play the Wii in gym class.
And y'all played it in gym class?
Yeah. We were getting down, you know, with the little. And so they'd put it up on a projector. One kid would have the remote. Or sometimes they would just play it and we'd dance along. And we would do Just Dance.
Yeah.
And I wasn't crazy about it when I heard it. It was either Just Dance or Paparazzi. It was like the first song that I heard. And I was like, oh, I like this.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I do remember Just Dance being, I think Just Dance had the video game integration where they taught you the dance moves with it on the Wii.
Yeah.
I can't believe y'all were playing it in gym class. That's very funny.
That is such an easy thing to do. Like when I would do summer camp as a sub too. If you just throw up a video of people dancing, kids are just going to try to do what they're seeing on the screen. It 100%. Is a very easy engagement technique.
And they're moving. It's healthy.
Yeah. Michelle Obama wanted us to get up and move.
Yeah.
So we were up and we were up and we were moving to Just Dance.
But so you're telling me that not only is Lady Gaga an icon, she also was helping the children move for Michelle Obama's initiative as First Lady.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Thank you for confirming that for me, Taylor. I really do appreciate it. I appreciate the camaraderie that we're forming here. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, maybe. And you know, it's not like, it's not fun to tell a kid to run laps.
No.
But to do a lot of arm stuff, you know, and dance, that's fun.
It absolutely is. I want your love and I want your revenge.
Well, the song was a little inappropriate for kids.
Perhaps.
I was like, what's a vertical stick?
She did say that. She did. Mm-hmm. She wanted it.
Leather studded kiss in the sand.
She did say that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is she talking about? I was like, Googling vertical stick. On my,
you said, oh, maybe I should have
my sidekick.
Right. Oh, you had a sidekick.
I did. Looking up vertical sticks.
Wow. Looking up vertical sticks on the sidekick. What a time. Mm-hmm. Very 2008-esque.
Loved it.
Which song do you feel, if you had to choose one, is underrated?
Million Reasons from Joanne.
Okay.
She was in her country bag, and I feel like people weren't giving Joanne everything they could have. Like, I feel like she really was trying to show a different sound. This was pre A Star Is Born. So, like, A Star Is Born really had everybody taking her seriously in an acoustic way. But I just feel like Joanne didn't catch on like I wanted it to.
Yeah, it didn't do it for me. Joanne did not. Now Taylor's considering leaving the podcast. She's about to cut it off right now.
Get out of here. What was it about it that you didn't like?
I think at the time, you know, if I went back now, I might enjoy it a little bit more. I haven't revisited it in a long time, but it was just such a departure from the Gaga that I knew, the extremely weirdo, you know, very pop, very bright, luminescent Gaga that I was used to is what I wanted for her to continue. I wanted her to continue being a fame monster and, you know, feed the little monsters and all that. And it felt like she wanted to be taken more seriously, which to me felt like conforming at the time. And I feel differently now. But at the time, I was like, no, Gaga, your entire thing is that you are rejecting what people tell you you are supposed to be. And now it feels like you want the approval of the same people who are telling you, you know, you need to do X, Y, and Z. So I didn't want it. It didn't feel rebellious enough for me. And everything else she had done until that point felt pretty rebellious to me, even though it was very pop.
I get that. Mm-hmm. I just was like, I feel like she's trying to flex her artistry.
Yeah.
Like, I think that she was just like, I can do country, you know. There were a couple upbeat songs on there too. Mm-hmm. Just like when she did the Tony Bennett collab albums, Cheek to Cheek, with like Gershwin and like jazz ballads. I think that Joanne was like her first foray into, let me try a little something else. You know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah.
And she's an artist, like I was saying before. So now I feel differently. I don't feel like slighted by her.
Right. But at the time you were like, directions. How dare you?
Right. At the time I'm like, no, not what I signed up for. But she's an artist. She's going to make the art that she wants to make. She's going to be good at it regardless. Mm-hmm. I have a hunch she was probably sick of hearing that she couldn't sing from people because it's just not true. And when you are a pop musician, oftentimes people will try to put you in the, you can't really sing thing, but Gaga can really sing for real. So she's probably like, yeah, hold this. I got you.
You thought.
Mm-hmm. That was cute. Right. You thought I couldn't sing. Who? So that was my thoughts on Joanne.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you.
I feel like her most underrated, similarly, this is weird after I just said what I said about Joanne. You and I, do you know that one?
I was going to, if you were going to ask me what's an underrated song that I love, it was going to be You and I, because that's the song I always, like, even when I'm in a phase of not listening to new music, that's a song I always go back to. I have never had a man from Nebraska.
At all.
I'm so nostalgic for that song. It's filled with a nostalgia.
It does. There are certain songs that do that. That is like one that gives me a lot of nostalgia. EXO by Beyonce gives me a lot of nostalgia. I don't know if you know that one. Just randomly. Yeah, that's a really good point. That does bring on a lot of feelings.
EXO is a good concert song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when people get the lights. Are you going to see her? July 23rd. Chicago.
Oh, you going before me. I'm going September 1st.
I'll report back.
Okay, thank you.
You and I, like, I don't know who it's about. I don't know what she was going through, but you feel it so deeply. I'm like, it has been a long time since you came around. Oof,
but I'm back in town, so.
This time, I'm not leaving without you.
And
I'm like, that's right. Yep. And I'm like, you really feel that. And so I feel like that's her, like, to credit her as, like, that goes back to that artistry, like really pulling in the audience to an experience that they don't share. But like, that is a song that I always go back to. And I had that written down to bring up today because I'm like, the folks need to know about You and I.
You and I is not a joke. Like, don't play with You and I at all. And that was also the first time that I saw Gaga do drag. And she was so convincing. Like, she's just so good at it. She's such a theater kid.
Was that Joe Calderone?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Such a theater kid. Do you remember her performance of it at the VMAs? I don't remember what year it was.
I remember my mom walked by and was like, what's going on here?
Right. What's on the screen? What are you watching? Lady Gaga's at a piano, leg up on the piano, I believe. She's in drag. She got her leg up on the piano. Full leather jacket.
Dirty shirt.
Like an Elvis swoof with the hair.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't understand it at the time, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the time, I was like, she's just being Gaga. But now I'm like, this was her boyfriend that she was sick. She's like putting on the character of this boyfriend. So, and that is good music and artistry when you got to sit and let it marinate. You know what I mean? Let it marinate. and then you come back to it. And so all these years later, we can remember that performance because it was like layers to it.
It really was. That was special. That was a special time.
Or when she sang the first, when she was in the meat dress accepting her award, and she sang the first bars of Born This Way for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Weeping. I was just like, what was that?
Absolutely. Like, what is when she, do, what did she just do?
When do we get the rest of that?
Like, right.
It was amazing.
Yeah, she's so special. The ability to do that for people is not super common. And she's, mm-hmm. I've wept over Gaga a few times. I'll get to it later. But mm-hmm. yeah, not the first time.
Is it a Star Is Born?
I did cry. I forgot about that. That's not even one of the times I have listed, but yes. Okay. Another song that I feel is underrated by Gaga is Judas. Do you know that one?
Judah.
Yes.
I do love that song. A lot of the Catholics were mad.
Oh, Catholics, yeah, big mad. Anna Alejandro, was that another one they were mad at? Pretty sure. Yeah.
Don't call my name.
Yeah. Both music videos. People's hot.
I remember people being really upset. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm a woman of the Lord. Mm-hmm. But that's a good song.
Uh-huh. Once again, it's art. It's art. It is to evoke a response, you know?
Something. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Good or bad.
You know what I interpreted it as? Like mm-hmm. Judas and lots of stuff that Gaga was doing at the time. I interpreted it as, if you are going to accuse me of being a devil worshiper or Illuminati or mm-hmm. what have you, I'm going to make art about those accusations. I'm going to make my art based on reality that is presented in front of me.
And almost trolling.
Like, she was like an early troll. Yes.
She has a song called like Black Jesus. Like, she was just like, I'm gonna stick it to y'all in a way that you're gonna be mad regardless, you know?
You're gonna be mad. So I might as well make you.
And I don't know, like I said earlier, like, things that are provocative and get the people going sell.
Yeah.
And they stick. And I feel like she knows how to be provocative, but also deliver art.
She creates cultural moments.
True.
It's moments. And they're great every single time. Now, most overrated Gaga song.
I really didn't like Rain On Me.
Okay. Yep. That is that a much. Good example. Yeah.
Because it just was on it was one of those earworms. Is it earbug or earworm?
Earworm. Yeah.
One of them. It was always... it was always on the radio, and I was just like, ugh, leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
It was, and it wasn't. Yeah, I didn't love that one either. But, so I fully agree. I almost put that as my most overrated too. But I did really like the first single from Chromatica, because Rain On Me was the second single, I believe. First single mm-hmm. was Stupid Love, and that mm-hmm. one didn't go that far. People didn't care about Stupid Love like that, but it did something like for me. Something, right, something about the way that song is composed.
It's like, a club hit.
It's such a hit. I'm like, no, y'all slept. Y'all really slept. And I understand the Ariana collaboration with Rain On Me and that had a bigger rollout and all that, but Stupid Love.
Her vocals were great in that.
They're always
it's
great.
It's fun. It's like it's a fun.
It's so fun.
Wait, I was love that it. Your overrated song?
No. That was what you said made me think about that song. My overrated song is Edge of Glory. If I never heard it again, it would be too soon. Don't need it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Taylor. I hate to do this. I'm so sorry.
I have no escape.
She's looking for her exit again.
That, for some reason, that song like makes me cry for some reason.
Yeah.
That to me is what J-Lo did on Waiting for Tonight. Like, I feel like Edge of Glory is one of those New Year's Eve songs. Do you know what I'm saying? I need you to really sit and think on this.
Yeah, I do hear what you're saying. I do hear the words that you're saying, Taylor, certainly.
11:45.
Okay.
P.M. New Year's Eve. There ain't no reason you and me should be alone. Tonight, yeah, baby. Tonight, yeah, baby. I'm on the edge of glory.
Come on.
Imagine that. When the clock is striking 12, you got champagne in your hand. That was like
very fair.
I feel like that's a time and place type of song. Mm-hmm. That random saxophone that comes out of nowhere. Mm-hmm.
Rah, rah, rah. You know what? I might have spoke too soon. That, you know, that might be incorrect. Hold on. Because that might be incorrect. I might have to take that back. Edge of Glory is actually great.
I love that you were like, if I never hear it again, that's okay.
And then you sang me a couple bars and I said, you know what? I can hear it right now. That's what Gaga does. That's what Gaga does. Think about that.
Sources and Methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
No, there's another song that I'm thinking of from that same album.
Okay.
That
we might agree on it.
Born,
because there were a couple man. that I was iffy about.
Right. On that particular project, right?
Right, right. Man, I love Edge of Glory. And I love Edge that cover Glory's art when she's on that motorcycle.
Oh, it's Mary the Night. That's the one that I don't like. You can keep it.
Mary. That one.
I really don't need it without it. Yeah. No, you can always keep that one. Mm-hmm. Not necessary for me personally. I don't know. I wanna marry the night. And even Gaga songs that I don't love of the mm-hmm. of the big ones, mm-hmm. I still kind of like them, you know? Like, I'm like,
I can still hear it.
You know, like, sure. You know, I will never go seek it out on purpose personally. Mm-hmm. But if somebody else turns it on, I'm not going to say, please turn this off. Like, if you turn some other things on.
Like what?
I'll sing along.
Is there a song that you're like, turn it off?
Oh, from Gaga? Mm-hmm. Probably not, honestly. Probably not. You could actually turn off Rain on Me, but you also could keep it on, you know? I would prefer you turn it off, but if you don't, I'm not going to crawl out of my skin.
There we go.
I might with some other people's music.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It's fine. We can survive with that.
Yeah.
Favorite Lady Gaga moment. Is yours the meat dress or when she was in the vessel coming in?
I think it would be when she was accepting her, like, her accolades for A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
People were kind of reflecting and were like, was this the lady in the meat? Was this the flank steak lady?
Yes, it
is. And like, uh-huh. People being like, wow, she's a good singer. Or it really happened when Tony Bennett wanted to do the project with her cheek to cheek. And people were like, can she sing jazz standards? And it's like, yes, she can.
Sure can.
So that was my favorite moment because it was like a reckoning for her.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear that when she first came out, she had to dye her hair blonde because mm-hmm. people were regularly confusing her with Amy Winehouse?
I think I have heard that. And mm-hmm. what's tough is that there are some similarities there.
Definitely.
Like Tony Bennett started the jazz project with Amy Winehouse.
Right.
But then she passed away and Lady Gaga picked it up and then they did it. There is like a soulful, almost grungy element to a lot of their music.
Yeah.
Makes you want to have a cigarette or something.
Yes. They never smoke, but having a nicotine craving
but,
all of a sudden.
Right. Be like, I never had one, but I get it.
Right.
I see that. The jet black hair. Because Lady Gaga did in like early days have like really super dark hair. Mm-hmm. Italian hair.
I could definitely see it. I think that is a testament to how well she sings as well. Like, people mm-hmm. try to play her saying that she can't sing. Little do they know, she literally was getting Amy Winehouse comparisons. Nobody ever says Amy Winehouse couldn't sing.
I do like the blonde though.
For sure. Definitely suits her. Love that for
her. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Keep it, Stephanie.
But I'm sure that platinum is hard to keep up with.
I'm sure her hair is deceased from trying to keep up with platinum blonde. 100%. She needs to go get them ends trimmed. Like you said at the beginning,
yeah,
we need to tell her to go get them ends trimmed, I'm sure.
Castor oiled and trimmed, yeah.
Make sure you hit the edges. That's it. My favorite Lady Gaga moment is from the 2009 VMAs, mm-hmm. her paparazzi performance. Mm. I watched it just before this call. She has on like,
Is that with the blood?
Yes. Mm. That is with the blood. I think she has on like a white lacy type dress, mm-hmm. A short, very voluminous wig, pale blonde, of course. Mm-hmm. And it's like curly, doing a whole bunch of stuff. And she starts off singing Paparazzi, and it sounds happy. It's like, you know, you've heard Paparazzi. It sounds like a happy, good song.
Yeah.
And it starts to devolve into something mm-hmm. that sounds a little bit more sinister. The chords are a little bit more disjointed. There's more dissonance in the song. She gets on the piano and starts banging out this very beautiful but melancholy sounding portion of it. Right. She grabs the mic again, starts singing. It doesn't sound happy anymore. Mm-hmm. There's no more happiness coming from this song. And then suddenly, she's being hoisted up by one arm. She starts bleeding. She starts bleeding out of her stomach area. Mm-hmm. You hear the crowd gasp. You hear the whole crowd's like, what is going on? And then you hear applause and cheering because they're like, oh shit, I'm witnessing art. Like, what is going on? And then she's hoisted up by one arm, dangling, finishes singing her song. Blood's coming out of the eye as well. Iconic. I've never...
Iconic.
You see me. I've never felt chills like that. I was taken aback. My mouth was agape. The 2009 VMAs was a wild one. I think that's the one
where happened.
Kanye also did the Taylor Swift thing.
I'm gonna let you finish.
I think that might be I'm gonna let you finish gate. Like, geez, 2009 was a wild year at the VMAs, and I watched it live, and I remember being enamored. Yeah. With Lady Gaga at that time. When you need dinner quick, fast, and in a hurry, don't you even think about calling for delivery. Think HelloFresh. Their fast and fresh recipes are ready in just 15 minutes or less. Plus, HelloFresh is 25% cheaper than takeout. With quality proteins, fresh produce, and meal plans for many lifestyles, it's a no-brainer that HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Duh. Me personally, I'm breaking up with the delivery apps because as a chronically impatient person, making my little HelloFresh meal is quicker than delivery. So go to HelloFresh.com/BPLP50 and use code BPLP50 for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/BPLP50 and use code BPLP50 for 50% off plus free shipping.
It was incredible.
Incredible.
Because the VMA is stopped, in my opinion, didn't have those big moments anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lady Gaga's videos really are a big contribution to the music industry. Like, she really pushes the boundaries. Like, in the Paparazzi video, I think, isn't Alexander Skarsgård in that video?
Yes, it is.
Big sexy Swedish.
Not big sexy Swedish. Yes, it is.
Big sexy Swedish. She's in there. And, like, I'm like, what's going on here? Like, where are we? What's going on? And I didn't think she could take it further than that. And so that moment that you just beautifully described, I could picture it in my mind.
Yeah.
A wordsmith.
Thank you.
That was iconic. That was a great moment to pick.
Such a good one. And, like, it's difficult to choose from a good Lady Gaga moment. She also has an interview moment. I don't remember who's interviewing her, but they ask her, this is early on in her career, that there's rumors that she has a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, mm-hmm. and what if I do?
And now it's sucking on, like, the largest diamond.
Like,
do you remember the big diamond she had in her mouth?
No.
She During has this a interview? Diamond. Yes, and she takes it out, and she's like, sucking on no damn she takes diamond. It out, and she's like, well, what would it matter?
Like, what would it matter?
Yeah. Why was that diamond in her mouth?
Icon. I don't know. It's because she's a fucking icon.
I thought
diamond
it was ice.
In the mouth. She don't care. Dick in the pants, diamond in the mouth. She don't care. It does not matter.
She's like, what would it matter? Like,
she said, what does it matter?
Yeah. That was
an ally. An ally, okay?
She takes it to a different level. Like, the Born This Way Foundation with her mom, like anti-bullying, allyship. Like, she really like puts her money where her mouth is.
100%.
It's one thing to sing about being born this way and be yourself and do, 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 da. But you got to open your purse and make efforts happen.
And I feel like she'll open hers up.
She does that.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. Oh, God. I love that lady so much. I love her so much.
Man, I got to go watch the VMAs.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She's
so I want to.
Okay. Favorite music video?
I don't know. I'm probably still going back to Bad Romance.
Mm-hmm. That's mine too.
Just because, like, that was like the genesis for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it was for a lot of people. And it makes you want to dance. You want to follow along. It's real moody.
Yeah.
And it has not much to do with what the song is about.
No. Not at all, in fact.
Not really at all.
And that's fine. I can't even think of the song without the music video at this point. That's how conjoined they are in my brain.
I
didn't even realize they don't have much to do with each other.
No, because I'm like, it would help decode some of these lyrics. Like, well, I was like, well, whose baby is it? Why do you want him in the window?
Right. What's going on?
Why is the baby sick? You know. But you don't need answers.
But you know, you don't. We just need enjoy art, the and she song. Gave us that. Also in the music video for Bad Romance, the part where she's in the bathtub and she's peeking over the edge and she has like those really big eyes.
Yes.
I heard it was rumored that was not like CGI or an effect. She had some type of special contact lens in that will like widen your eye and has like a significantly higher likelihood of making you go blind.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Those are like manga eyeballs.
Right, right, right. They are anime eyes, like anime drawn, really large eyes.
Oh, I love this video. And she has like one scene, she's wearing an outfit that kind of looks like a chandelier.
Yes.
And another thing that I really admire about her is that everything that she wears looks severely uncomfortable.
Yes.
But like, she does it for the sake of the final product and the art. You know them shoes?
Yes.
That look like this?
Sure do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where do you put your toes? But she, like, in that video, that was the first time where I was like, literally. This.
Right.
Everything that she had on in that video looked severely uncomfortable, but it was like for the sake of her art. And I was just like, I respect that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I wasn't mad. I'm never going to be mad.
So that was your favorite video too?
Yes, that was my favorite music video too. We, as women, do a lot for the sake of beauty. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you ever heard this, but like my grandma would always tell me beauty is pain. Mm-hmm. And so that was not even something good to really drill into my psyche, but it's drilled. It's there. Yeah.
It's there.
And Gaga takes that shit to
literally
astronomical heights.
Neptune.
For the aesthetic, she's going to pull off anything. It doesn't matter. Her comfort, second, third, fourth to the entire piece
off.
Of art, the entire aesthetic, and it pays off every single time. I love it.
I don't even, my job during like barbecues is forming the burgers.
Yes.
There's nothing that I hate more than the feeling of raw meat. That woman wore a garment made of flank steaks.
She did.
And cuts of meat.
She did.
For an award show evening. And a hat.
Really
there was
did.
A meat hat on her head and a meat purse.
It was like, on her head.
That has to be so physically uncomfortable and sticky.
And it has to have a scent. Like, there's no way it doesn't have a scent.
Yeah, because after a while, and meat, when it's not cold anymore, it gets sticky and sinewy.
Yeah.
And but she wore it, and she never commented on the feeling or the smell or the texture. Like, she, I think, has that beauty is pain, and, like, pain is maybe art. Like, just put up with it.
Yes. I really do think she has that. I think that is her thought, her whole process. And I'm here for it. Have I already asked you your favorite Gaga song? Did we get to that?
I don't know. It was going to be You and I, and we talked about that earlier.
That's great. That is a really good one.
Yeah. I love that
Mine
song.
Mine is Paparazzi. There's something so special to me about the chords in Paparazzi. I don't even know what it is. I would love to do some research on it, but there's something so particular about the chord progression in that song. I love it.
I'm thinking about it.
I've never hit next on that song when it comes up, ever. It's going to play through all the way around. And then she does some harmonies with herself, obviously, as an artist does on their own track. Taylor, at the end of this, go listen to Paparazzi with this newfound perspective that I'm telling you about.
Because I'm curious.
Yeah, listen in. She's never made a better song than Paparazzi.
Really?
I'm sorry. It's
That's
so
how I am
good.
About You and I.
I'm and I like, feel that. That one would be another one that I could see the argument for.
She put her feet, bunions, toes, and toe hair.
Not her bunions and toe hair, please.
And toenails.
Not the nails.
In that
please.
Song. It's like, I'm like, what? There's piano. There's some instrument I don't recognize.
Yeah.
It's almost like a ballad you would hear. It was giving Billy Joel Piano Man for me. I was like, this is the women's Piano Man. Do you like that song?
I don't know it.
It goes up at white parties, white weddings.
Okay. The white parties, it's going up.
Yeah. It's like it's their slower Sweet Caroline, you know?
Oh.
But I'm going to go and like when my perspective that I gave on Joanne and how you maybe saw it differently or Edge of Glory is how I'm going to go listen to Paparazzi because that almost became a radio ear buggy wormy.
I'm looking for the exit now. I didn't realize that it was the same.
What?
That I didn't realize that you didn't like it. In the way that I don't like
it. No. It's not that I don't like it, but the new perspective we were able to give each other.
Okay, cool. We're going to go.
Because I'm never listening for chord progression in Paparazzi. I'm just remembering. She was bleeding on stage. You know
she
what I mean?
She was.
Right.
She was That's bleeding on stage. Absolutely did that. Now, Elizabeth had a really good question here.
Okay.
Elizabeth says, are there songs from other artists that you think Gaga would kill?
Well, we're still waiting on a part two with her and Beyonce.
Because don't piss me off.
And I don't
what are
think
y'all
it's
doing?
Very, I don't think it's cool to not deliver.
I don't think so either. Because y'all said part one at the end of that music video on Where the Hell Was It?
I really like that song. And I learned that was divisive. A lot of people didn't
telephone?
Like their collabs. Yeah.
I mean, video phone was bad, but telephone, I'm not understanding.
No, some people don't like either.
Okay. I don't understand.
The video was cool.
The video was great. It was so good.
They were like in a diner and I always wanted to eat the eggs they were eating.
The eggs specifically.
I completely got off topic.
No, that's totally fine.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna let you go. What is a song from another artist you think Gaga would kill?
This is so hard. This is so hard. I think Gaga I actually don't know.
I don't either.
I like this question, but I feel like I'll probably need more time to think about it.
Because I'm like, what's a song that needs the force of her voice that the person thought they had, but they didn't?
Ooh, you know what? I would like to see Gaga sing some Kelly Clarkson songs.
Stronger, maybe.
Yeah, Stronger would be good. Yeah. I would like to see her do some Britney songs, too. That would be fun.
You know what? It just came to me.
Mm-hmm.
Bang Bang. With all them women on it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she would have took Bang Bang where it could have, you know, up here.
Right. No, that's really good. That is such a point. Bang Bang has Ariana, Jessie J, and Nicki Minaj on it. And I could definitely see Gaga on something like that. Similarly, I could see her on a Lady Marmalade. You know that one?
Mm-hmm.
I could see her on something like that with Pink and Maya and the rest of the girlies at that time. Christina
it was
Aguilera.
A lot of people on there.
There was a lot of people. Lil' Kim. Yeah, there was a lot of people on that one.
She should like cover some like Chaka Khan, Whitney Houston. Like I could see her doing like floating on a I'm Every Woman.
Oh, definitely. I'm Every Woman is so Gaga that it's actually wild. That is suited for her.
How do we reach out to her?
Yeah, how do we make that happen? Who do we need to ask to get clearance?
Stephanie.
Like, what do we need to do? Stephanie, Miss Germanotta, if you will. What do? We need that.
That would be good for her. Because that song needs a little bit of ego, power to the delivery. And I feel like she could do all of that.
I agree.
What's
also, have you ever seen Lady Gaga live?
I haven't. There's always a conflict when she comes to town.
Damn, I hate that. I just saw her live for the first time last year.
Oh my God.
In Los Angeles. Extremely disappointed that she didn't do paparazzi. Actually heartbroken. I was so sad. Isn't that wild?
What tour was it?
Chromatica? It was the Chromatica tour, I believe.
Are we abandoning paparazzi?
I really don't know. I was thoroughly taken aback that she did not do paparazzi. Like, extremely taken aback.
What era did she do?
She did everything. Like, she spanned her entire discography, but paparazzi simply was not included. And I was like, a choice. Okay.
And not one that you wanted.
Not one that I appreciated. I started to really send her a strongly worded letter. But I said, you know what? Let me mind my black ass business because this lady's
an
artist.
That's really interesting.
Clearly she knows what she's doing. But like,
was she there multiple nights?
I think so.
Because sometimes they'll like save a certain song for one night or the other.
She should have known that I was in the audience and put it on my night.
That's true.
She should have known better, but that's fine.
She's like, Sequoia wants to hear this.
Obviously, like, you know what I mean? When she first came out, I don't remember what song she opened with. I can't remember, but I remember just immediately erupting into tears. Full
tears. I kind of black out at the beginning of a show. Yeah.
I was with my best friend and he looks over at me. He's like, bitch, are you crying? I'm like full snot running down. I took a photo of myself. I could not breathe. I was like, wow,
overwhelmed. You should post that with this episode.
Oh, actually, I will. I posted it on Twitter before, but I'm definitely going to post it with this episode. Okay. I was just devastated. The lady's so talented. She's so talented. Her presence is so big. She's magnetic. Mm-hmm. She makes the crowd feel good. You can tell, like, it's a really good crowd of people that go to a Gaga show.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It was just so good.
I told myself that, like a lot of the time I was too young to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so then there were like scheduling things and I couldn't make it, you know, stuff like graduations, people getting married, stuff that like, it'd be bogus for me to miss.
Yeah. You can't just miss that.
So I told myself that no matter what's going on, I'm going to her next show. She's like one of the people that I really want to see live.
Yes.
And see her hop on her big piano.
It is well worth it. She got on the piano. She sang a lot of stuff a cappella or just with the piano accompanied. It was special. It was very special. reminiscing again. I'm not going to cry, but it was great.
Please do.
No,
that's
not going to cry.
Thumbnail.
Right.
They were like, Taylor was so rude. She cried.
Full tears. I'm not going to cry this time, but she is so good. I had tickets to go see Beyonce at Coachella the first year that she was supposed to do Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had the audacity to cancel because she was pregnant with twins, you know? And so I decided that I was mad at her and I was going to sell my ticket.
Mm.
Gaga replaced her, first of all. First dumb mistake. So I didn't get to see Gaga that year. And then the next year when Beyonce actually did Coachella, I decided I was going to boycott her because I was mad at her for making me sell my ticket the first year.
Was that homecoming?
And that was homecoming, Taylor. So look at my dumb ass. How do you think I felt? I miss Gaga the first
sitting
year.
Sitting on your couch going, you make me happy.
Literally that. Sitting on my couch, hands crossed, pouting, looking at the TV, pissed, because who the fuck did I think I was? I had lost my mind. I had clearly lost my mind. I thought Beyonce gave a damn about me being mad at her for canceling on me the first year. She didn't.
She did homecoming despite you.
She did. And she said, oh, you're going to sit at home? Bet. I'm going to make you regret it.
And you did.
It's one of my biggest life regrets. I say it often. I regret few things in life. That is a huge life regret that I possess. That I decided to sit my ass at home instead of go to homecoming.
But you're going to see her again.
I've seen her since, but it wasn't homecoming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's different. It was just different. How dare I?
I've never been to Coachella.
Me neither. And I'm not going now that Beyonce is done.
Oh, so you had never been?
No, I had never been. That was going to be my first year. And I was very excited. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to see Beyonce. And then she was talking. And I was like,
how dare she?
How dare she? So that was that. I cried when I saw Gaga eventually. Past Coachella shit. Moving on. One gotta go. I'm gonna tell you three songs. You tell me which one gotta go. And now I'm gonna do the same thing with music videos.
Got it.
Okay. Bad Romance, Poker Face, and Applause.
Applause.
Applause can go?
It can. I can't not do the end of Poker Face. I won't tell you that I love you. Kiss the hug you.
It is good.
Because I'm bluffing with my muffin.
I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning.
I feel like the muffin part is what had people asking her what was going on downstairs.
Okay. What a wild question. What's going on in my
GD
body?
Business? But
you know,
yeah.
Mind your fucking business, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to say Applause has to go. That's wild to me. I'm aghast.
Wait,
I'm truly taken
aback. Are you like Applause hive or something?
Yeah, applause does something for me. I was also upset that she didn't do Applause at her show. I felt like that is such a closing song. Like, it's such a closing
really?
Song. Really? Or an opening song. One of the two. It feels like it's a bookend
song.
Yeah, it has such recognizable chords in the beginning. Dun 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 dun. You know immediately. You're like, oh, that's what it is. She didn't do it.
Give me the feeling. Yeah, I can see that. Getting people riled up.
Yeah. Yeah. Such a good one. I'm going to get rid of Poker Face, personally. I don't think I need Poker Face that much. Although I do like the end, like you just said. That was a really good point. That is a really good point. I forget about that. It's
you
like
can get rid of Poker Face?
Yeah. I will get rid of Poker Face. I will get rid of Poker Face, personally. Before Applause and Bad Romance. Although I do like all three. That one can go amongst those.
Right.
Okay. Now, for music videos... we have Born This Way, Telephone, and Bad Romance.
I think you know.
Is it Telephone?
It is.
Oh, wow. I think you know. I think you can guess. Okay. This is a really tough choice. This one's very tough.
What was yours?
I'm going to get rid of Born This Way.
You know, it feels sacrilegious to hear. But I'll accept it.
Just the music video, though.
True. Telephone, you know, it did have good visuals. Beyonce's hair was pretty cool. But it's not something that revisited. Like, I would be on YouTube, like, consuming Bad Romance, Born This Way. I needed Telephone when it came out, but I didn't revisit, you know?
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So I feel like I can get rid of it.
That's fair. If you wasn't revisiting it, then what do you need to keep it for? You don't even pay attention to it like
that.
I don't revisit. Huh?
I might have to. I'm waiting on Renaissance visuals.
Oh, don't hold your breath, babe. Don't. I gotta watch something. Yeah, right. And while we wait for something we never gonna get, yeah, revisit a little bit of Gaga. Because Telephone music video... it really does something. It's also mad long. I think it's like 8 minutes.
It told a story. It felt very like Quentin Tarantino.
It sure did. It felt like a short film. It really was a short film.
Let me see. Let me look at a couple stills. Because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
it'll be
I'm
good.
The
I think it has Tyrese in it. I think it has Tyrese in it also.
It was kind of like, it was like, it felt like Tarantino.
It did.
Kill Bill.
It did. Very.
I don't think I understood the looks when she had the Diet Coke cans in her hair.
She did have the Coke cans in her hair in jail. The pussy wagon.
I forgot about the.
Beyonce. Beyonce got her out of jail. Boom. They hit the
diner.
Beyonce
and a black
lip.
They
poisoned everybody in that bitch.
She looks a lot like Amy Winehouse in this clip
I'm
looking at. She has on like a black leather jacket. These are great outfits.
Mm-hmm. The looks we're giving.
Oh, that's tough then. Can I redo?
Yes, redo.
Wait. No, because Born This Way was visuals down. Like,
Born This Way was your shit, like, too. She gave birth in Born This Way, so.
Literally to that alien slimy. Yeah. And remember the cheek implants of that era?
Oh, shit. Wait. Didn't she have.
Unexplained.
Like, really sharp? Yeah.
Big somethings up here.
Yeah.
You can't top that.
You know what? I think also in Born This Way, she had a really sharp prosthetic on her shoulder, if I'm not mistaken. And so her shoulders looked really boxy and bony. Yes. That was also pretty wild. She also had that one guy, rest in peace, whose name I don't remember, who has passed.
With the skull?
Who had the skull tatted on his face. And she had her makeup to match. That was also very cool.
You know what? I don't change my answer.
Oh, you know what? And I figured you might not, honestly. Because I was like, no, you said you were Born This Way high for real. I know you're not going to give her the Bad Romance. Nobody's getting rid of that. So I figured you might go with Telephone. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to ixnay Telephone.
That's fair. I understand.
Unfortunately.
You know, couldn't be me. But I do understand where you're coming from. I get
well,
you.
Well, yeah. We all have our likes and our dislikes. And
you know what I mean? Right. It's our differences.
That's a tough three that you pick, though, because they all have something of value.
Like, they do.
We got Beyonce, Lady Gaga visuals, which we didn't really get much more of.
I just want to know how Beyonce ended up with the short end of the stick with the collaboration between her and Gaga. Because
don't like Videophone.
I really don't. And the music video was also very much doing nothing compared to Telephone music video, you know?
You're right. I don't like Gaga's entrance on Videophone.
How does she enter?
Hubba hubba. I was like, girl, come on now.
Yeah, I could always do without Videophone. That's a song I actively dislike. I will ask for it to be turned off if it is turned on. Yes, I'm like,
It just wasn't what it could have been. I wonder which came out first, Videophone or Telephone.
I don't know. I think they dropped pretty close around the same time. I think it was like a cross promotion type thing. I don't know which came first. Okay. I would have to imagine Telephone, but I don't remember exactly which one came first.
Okay. Bless her heart.
But a time. A time was had. Now, what if I switched it to You and I? What if I switched Born This Way, You and I, and Bad Romance?
For like favorite song?
For favorite videos.
Oh.
You still getting rid of You and I?
I feel like Born This Way was just such a statement.
Yeah, was.
I think it had the like explicit warning, the old school YouTube, you gotta sign in to watch this.
Yeah, it did.
And I feel like it was really fitting the era. Everyone was real futuristic at the time. Like, I don't know if you saw Janet Jackson's feedback video.
Yes, I did. I remember
she
feedback,
like jumping on stuff.
Yeah,
you know, it just really, it really fit the time. So I guess I could give up You and I, because I just need that. I need that audio. I don't
need
the visual.
Okay, yeah. So what we've gathered is that Bad Romance is never up for debate. We're always keeping that.
No, because it's so important to her. Like her as like an artist, because I feel like that was so many people's introduction and it was a great introduction.
Sure was. I love this. She always kept it like that. Whether you were just finding out about her or what, you were going to be intrigued if she was on your screen. You're going to be like,
did she do Bad Romance when you saw her?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that it would be criminal if she didn't.
Criminal. Sick. Mm-hmm. Sick. I would have left actually mad. I was a little upset. Yeah. I would have left actually mad had she not done Bad Romance.
Stomped out.
She did it, you know? Right. I would have had to talk to her after the show. Do you have any theories as to why you think Black people in particular like Lady Gaga? What she does for us?
That's a good cue. You know, I feel like we've talked about talent. You know, you've talked on your podcast before about talent.
Talent.
And how Black people gravitate toward talent.
Always.
She really can do a lot of genres, a lot of vocal ranges. I feel like she turned a few of our people off with the meat, you know, and with the vessel. But, you know, she really, to me, is not super racially divisive, you know?
That, yes.
Like, some artists really are, but I feel like she's not one of those people. And like we said, her allyship is pretty strong.
Yep.
And so I feel like Black people feel safer gravitating toward her.
Yep.
So those would be, did I answer that question?
Yeah, you did. You sure did.
Okay.
That was good. Yeah, no, you got that. And piggybacking off what you said, do you know who Jackie Aina is?
Yes.
Okay. And Nima Tang?
Yes. Love her.
Okay. They recently just did a YouTube video collaboration together on Jackie's channel where they went through different makeup brands and tried their darkest shade of foundation. That was what Nima was known for on YouTube. And they did House Labs. And I think it was like the highest rated one that they tried as far as shade range.
I want to try it so bad.
You know?
Do you have any House Labs?
No, I don't. I don't have anything. I do want to try the foundation though, since I keep hearing so much about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it first came out, it wasn't being reviewed well, so I didn't try it.
Really?
But now that it's been out for a while, when it first came out like a few years ago, people were like, this is not good. And now that it's been out for a while, they have improved the formulas, at least from what I can hear on the internet. And now I'm open to try it for sure. But she's always been inclusive for dark skin girlies in her makeup brand specifically.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that she's not done anything problematic, because I'm sure that you can dig up something. I'm sure I don't know about something. I can think of two off the top of my head. I don't want to re-engage them here.
Okay.
But
after hours.
Generally, like you said, she is pretty non-divisive when it comes to matters of race or groups that don't necessarily include her. And that's really, I feel like that's all that Black people ask for the most part from non-Black artists. Like, it's like, please just don't bother us. And that seems difficult for a lot of pop girlies to do these days. Like, why is it difficult not to bother us?
And like you're saying, like, I'm sure there's been things that I just don't know about.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like if they were huge, we would know.
There weren't. The only two I can think of were not huge. They were not huge. Yeah.
And I just like, I don't know, like a lot of art that I've consumed, I've then found out something about the artist that is like extremely anti-Black.
Yep.
And then I just feel a need to abandon that artist. And so I personally have not had that with her.
Me neither. I'm very happy to say. Me neither. It's been a long time. I've been listening to Gaga for 15 years now. She hasn't wronged me yet. So let's keep it that way, Stephanie. I would love that. Let's maintain right at this level.
She's really toned down and like she's kind of stepped back on her social media presence. And so I feel like it won't even be the opportunity for her to do anything like that.
I agree. I love that. And that's what comes with age too. Now she's like in her 30s. She's not, you know.
In her 30s.
At least, like deep in her 30s for sure, too. Oh, she was born in 86. No, she was born in 86, so that would make her 37.
Okay.
Yeah.
Math is not my strong suit.
That's okay. That's okay. That math might not be correct, and if it's not, please don't correct me.
Don't at
me. Rock. Thank you. Don't at me. Let me rock. Thank you. Math is also not my strong suit. But that's all that I have for today. Taylor, did you want to say anything else about Gaga or anything?
Just that I would love to try her blush, the House Labs blush. It is 38 doll hairs.
Ooh.
Yeah. But if anyone wants to send me a blush, you can find me on Instagram and let me know. And I will try it. I will talk about it. I love talking about blush. I love blush. I want to try. There's one that's like watermelon something. there's like a dragon fruit haze or something like that. And they're these beautiful, vibrant colors, but they're 38 doll hairs.
38 is a lot of doll hairs.
Per blush unit.
It is. That is a lot. I too would like to try it. You have my contact information if ever you would like to send me anything, Miss Lady, Miss Stephanie. Yeah. I'll be waiting. You can send it. I'll review it on TikTok. I'll do whatever with it. Yeah. Let me know.
And then Sequoia will send me the extras.
And I will send the extras over to Taylor. Look at that synergy. That synergy that we have going on right there. And I like it. Thank you so much for coming on, Taylor. It was great having you. Please let the folks know where they can find you online. Anything you want to plug.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time. You can find me on Instagram at Taylor Coward Online. You can listen to the podcast I co-host anywhere that you find podcasts, Apple Music, Spotify. Just make sure you rate 5 stars only, as we heard at the top of the show. Review. But yeah, it's called When Magic Happens. It's from WBEZ Chicago. You'll hear me as the Gen Z voice. Yeah, I think that's it.
Nice, nice. I love that. And of course, per usual, you can find me at BPLP across social media platforms. And you can email me at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com with episode topic recommendations, hate mail, feedback, and anything else.
Not too accepting hate mail.
You know, people like to express. I have a whole podcast because you won't stop me from expressing my opinion. So if you have opinions, please feel free to send them my way. And I'll see y'all next time. Bye.